From pixels to prisons, the evolving battle against internet crime. The digital frontier, once a realm of nascent connection and boundless information, has inseparably become a battleground. The recent arrest of an Israeli government official in Nevada for internet crimes against children, a stark reminder of the pervasive nature of cybercrime, illuminates a history as old as the internet itself. The struggle by law enforcement to keep pace with its evolving criminal underbelly. In the nascent days of the internet, think of the dial-up modems and the screeching symphony of connection. The early 1990s saw the World Wide Web emerge from academic obscurity into the public consciousness. It was a time of dial-up modems, Usenet groups, and the nascent thrill of email. Law enforcement, accustomed to physical evidence and jurisdiction defined by borders, found itself navigating an entirely new landscape. The very architecture of the internet, designed for openness and rapid information exchange, inadvertently created blind spots for traditional investigative methods. Consider the early forms of online mischief. Phreaking, the practice of manipulating telephone systems to make free calls, predated the widespread internet but laid the groundwork for understanding vulnerabilities. As the internet grew, so did the sophistication of its illicit uses. Early internet crimes often involved simple scams, unauthorized access to systems, hacking, and the distribution of illegal materials. The challenge for authorities was immense. How do you investigate a crime committed by someone whose digital footprints could span continents, with no physical crime scene and often no clear jurisdictional boundaries? The lack of international cooperation was a significant hurdle. While a crime might be committed from a computer in one country, targeting victims in another, and the server hosting the illicit content located in a third, each nation's legal framework and enforcement capabilities varied wildly. Extradition treaties, mutual legal assistance agreements, and the sheer technical expertise required to trace digital evidence across borders were all in their infancy. This created a playground for criminals who could exploit these gaps with relative impunity. Key actors in this evolving drama included pioneers in digital forensics, dedicated officers within national police forces who saw the writing on the wall, and eventually, international bodies working to forge agreements. Early investigations often relied on painstaking manual tracing of IP addresses, server logs, and, crucially, human intelligence. The story of Kevin Mitnick, a notorious hacker apprehended in 1995, exemplifies the cat-and-mouse game that characterized early cybercrime enforcement. Mitnick's ability to evade capture for years, moving through various systems and leaving a trail of digital breadcrumbs, highlighted the pressing need for more robust investigative techniques and interagency cooperation. The consequences of these early challenges were profound. Financial fraud, the proliferation of child exploitation material, and the theft of intellectual property became rampant. The very anonymity the internet seemed to offer emboldened criminals, leading to a surge in activities that caused immense harm to individuals and destabilized markets. The slow pace of legal and technological adaptation meant that law enforcement was often playing catch-up, responding to crimes rather than preventing them. The landscape began to shift with the advent of international agreements like the Council of Europe Convention on Cybercrime, which entered into force in 2004. This convention provided a framework for cooperation, defining cybercrimes and establishing procedures for mutual legal assistance. National agencies also began to specialize, creating dedicated cybercrime units equipped with the necessary technical skills and legal authority. Initiatives like Interpol's dedicated cybercrime unit and Europol's European Cybercrime Center EC3 further bolstered international efforts. Today, the fight against internet crime is a global, multifaceted endeavor. It involves not only traditional law enforcement, but also intelligence agencies, private sector cybersecurity firms, and international organizations. The challenges, however, remain dynamic. The rise of encryption, the dark web, cryptocurrencies, and artificial intelligence all present new frontiers for criminal activity and new hurdles for investigators. The arrest in Nevada serves as a critical reminder that while technology has advanced, The fundamental battle for justice in the digital age is an ongoing, complex, and ever-evolving one, demanding constant vigilance and international collaboration to protect the vulnerable and uphold the rule of law. The history of internet crime and law enforcement is a testament to human ingenuity, both in perpetrating harm and in defending against it. It is a story of adaptation, where the abstract nature of digital space has forced a radical rethinking of jurisdiction, evidence, and the very concept of a crime scene. The ongoing struggle underscores the vital need for continuous technological advancement, robust legal frameworks, and most importantly, unwavering international cooperation to ensure that the digital world remains a space for progress, not predation.